This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. In the field of competitive food eating, Max Stanford is known as Max versus Food.
We are the Bista Beans Beast of a Breakfast. This looks absolutely amazing. Black pudding, love black pudding. That is a lot of beans. This is going to be a test.
Stanford's a 37-year-old from London in the U.S. ahead of his appearance at Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island on the 4th of July. I met up with him in Philadelphia moments after he devoured two food challenges back-to-back in record time at Bar John in Manayunk. He told me he pretty much eats anything.
Within moderation, I'm not very good at spice. Spice is not my thing, but quantity and quality, yeah. What regular people would eat, I'd be up for eating it.
Describe your body type.
Oh, I'm like 6'1 and about 180 pounds, I think. I'd say I look like a runner because I run a lot.
Do you have to run a lot to deal with the challenges that you face with all these calories coming in?
Yeah. So I do about 17 or 18,000 steps a day, and I'm usually running about 10K, and then I go to the gym about 2 hours a day, just lifting weights and things like that. You have to really work it off. It's calories in, calories out at the end of the day.
What's your origin story? How do you stumble into this kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, you do just stumble into it. You don't ever decide and wake up in the morning, I'm going to be a competitive eater. I think I did a restaurant challenge. I did quite well at it. And then I got entered into a contest, a charity, and I kind of got the bug for it. The first couple I lost completely. Like, it wasn't very good. But if you like the enjoyment of kind of suffering, like you do with the food challenge, or when you're running a lot, you know, if you're trying to train for a marathon, it's quite a lot of suffering, to be honest. You get enjoyment out of that, and you kind of want to test yourself and push yourself, and that's where I've ended up, really.
What are you thinking about when you're eating? I know there are time constraints.
Yeah, if it's a contest, it's like a very short amount of time. It's like 10 minutes, 8 minutes. And you're just thinking about how I can get the food down as fast as I can. So what technique? And you're just trying to push out of your mind anything to do with feeling full. But for a restaurant challenge, like the one I did here, it's all for like the video and things like that. So I'm thinking like, is this going to sound good for the video? Is it going to look good for the video? And things like that.
Does this mess up your body's natural rhythm of knowing when your body is full?
No, I do kind of intermittent fasting, so I usually just eat one big meal a day, and then I kind of work up to being really hungry throughout the day, and I have that big meal, and then I feel kind of satisfied after that. Before I came in here and did this food challenge, I was very hungry, and before contest I'll definitely be hungry.
How do you recover?
It's a lot of water, a lot of active recovery. I think after a huge food challenge, I will sometimes slip into a bit of a food coma. Said I've had to like lay down in a dark room just to recover from them. But mainly it's kind of walking, active recovery. And then, to be honest, sleeping quite soon afterwards if I can. The next day is when you're back on it at the gym, steps and everything like that to try and recover. And then I just won't eat because, as I said, it's calories in, calories out. So usually it'll be about 24 hours before I'll eat again.
What did you eat in this challenge?
So we're at the John Bar in Manayunk in Philadelphia, and I did both of their challenges. So I ate a big 8-patty burger with a large portion of animal fries. So I did that in 4 minutes, and then I ate their Bar John 1.0, which was a huge chicken cutlet sub and then a huge plate of like their fries with a lot of cheese and pepperoni on it.
Do you like any of these foods?
I do, actually. Yeah, the smash patty burger here was really good. That was outstanding. There was a lot of cheese on it. I think by the end, I could have had less cheese, to be honest.
And it wasn't really enjoyable. It was a process.
To be honest, I did find enjoyment out of it, but that's not a huge challenge, like weight-wise, and I kind of go off weight. I felt fine throughout all of it. And what was nice is all the interaction of the staff and the people that were watching, that really made it fun. Everyone was cheering me on. You don't often get that.
How do you rank? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with your standing.
There is a major league eating. Those are the people that put on the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Contest, and I've qualified for that this year, so I'll be going there. And I'm ranked 16th in the world, but that might go up. I've done very well in my kind of hot dog qualifier.
Well, it's break a leg if you're going to be on stage, which yeah. You will be, so break a leg. But also, maybe don't bite your tongue?
No, yeah, exactly. And all of my fingers as well. People get worried that I'm biting my fingers because you're eating it so quickly and you're putting it in your mouth. I've bitten the finger once or twice, but nothing too bad.
I was speaking with Max Stanford, a.k.a. Max versus Food. I spoke with him in Manayunk just after he polished off two food challenges in record time at Bar John on Main Street. At the end of the day, he won two T-shirts, didn't have to pay for the food, and soon he'll have his picture on Bar John's Wall of Fame. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I don't eat no ham and eggs, but the high and the less I'm on. Come on.
What's in mama's basket?
Some veggie links.
And some fish that stinks.
Why, just the other day I went to grandma's house.
Smelled like you conjured up a mouse.
Eggs was frying.
Ham was smelling.
In 10 minutes, she started yelling. Come and get it!
And the gettings look good. I said I shouldn't eat it. She said, I think you should.
But I can't. I'm plagued by vegetarians.
No cats and dogs, I'm not a veterinarian.
Strictly collard greens and a occasional steak.
Goes on my plate. Asparagus tips look yummy, yummy, yummy.
Candy M's inside my tummy.
A collage of good eats. Some snacks, some nice treats.
Applesauce and some nice red beets.
This is what we snacked on when requested.
No second guessing. I don't eat no